Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
It is Friday, so let's hear the news. This week, Fox News reports the Chinese government intentionally manufactured and released the COVID-19 virus that led to mass shutdowns and deaths across the world. This, according to a top virologist and whistleblower. Her name is Dr. Li Mengyan, and she was interviewed by Tucker Carlson. When asked if China, the Chinese Communist Party, released the virus on purpose, she said, yes, of course it was intentional. She said more evidence would be released, but pointed to her own high-ranking position at a World Health Organization reference lab as why she should be trusted. This is Dr. Li Mengyan being quoted. She said, I worked in the WHO reference lab, which is the top coronavirus lab in the world in the University of Hong Kong. And the thing is, I get deeply into such investigation in secret from the early beginning of this outbreak. I had my intelligence because I also get my own unit network in China involved in the hospital. Also, I work with the top coronavirus virologist in the world. Obviously, English is not her first language. So together with my experience, I can tell you this is created in the lab and also it is spread to the world to make such damage. So that's a heavy accusation. And you have to wonder if that's true, if this was weaponized, why? If you notice the timeline, it's convenient that the coronavirus hit just as Trump was trouncing China economically in a trade war in the fall and winter of 2019 going into 2020. This from PA, their high court, Supreme Court, has ruled that they can keep counting ballots in Pennsylvania after Election Day. Look at that. In defiance of the U.S. Constitution and federal election law. That's going to make for really fair elections. How about this? The NFL is now full tilt virtue signaling and their ratings are dropping by double digits. They are using phrases like Black Lives Matter and End Racism printed in their end zones. And they are also playing the Black National Anthem at the beginning of the games, Lift Every Voice and Sing. You know, that is great for unity, different groups having different anthems. That's really going to solve the problem of social disunity. The Washington Redskins is no longer the Redskins, the Washington football team, I believe. And now the names of alleged police brutality victims are being printed on the helmets of football players for the games. But in actuality, all that that's doing is celebrating criminals. Let's look at some of the names. That's right. The NFL players have name decals on the back of their helmets as a means of social protest or virtue signaling, solidarity. But who are they claiming solidarity with? Alleged rapist Jacob Blake is among the names on the helmets. This is from a law enforcement website. Alteria Woods is another name, and her name is there because her 20-year-old boyfriend, Andrew Coffey IV, used her as a human shield after opening fire on police during a SWAT raid. Michael Brown is another name who robbed and terrorized a store clerk and then tried to steal a cop's gun and attack him. Kenneth Clark Sr., convicted murderer who killed Misael Rosales back in 2005. I'm sure his family is delighted to see his name on the back of a helmet being celebrated. Janissa Fonville attacked police with a knife when they were responding to a call. Darius Tarver. He was tased by police, but still went and retrieved a large knife and a frying pan and tried to attack Denton police officers. He actually sliced a police officer before being shot. Rayshard Brooks, who stole a cop's taser and tried to shoot him with the taser. George Floyd, who had multiple arrests, including holding up a pregnant woman at gunpoint at her stomach while her house was being raided by thugs. Breonna Taylor, that was tragic, yes, but she was shot because her boyfriend was firing back at police. One was hit, by the way, and police were there because of suspicion of drug trafficking by Breonna Taylor. By the way, there were other raids all over the city that night, none of which ended in police shootings or deaths because nobody fired back at police except there. Ahmaud Arbery wasn't even shot by police. Eric Garner from years ago in New York City, he was arrested. There was no brutality there. When he died, there was a black precinct chief and female black lieutenant on site overseeing the arrest. Freddie Gray in Baltimore, another false narrative of brutality. And it was minority cops in that situation. And yet, if you remember this, back in 2016, Micah Johnson launched a terrorist attack in Dallas, killing police officers during a Black Lives Matter protest. I think like five or so cops were shot and murdered. Yeah, five police, wounded seven others, and yet the Dallas Cowboys were prohibited from wearing even a decal about the police, let alone names of the victims. And of course, David Dorn, after a lot of public outcry, is one of the decals that the NFL is now wearing. But if you remember, David Dorn was the retired police officer over the summer, black man, who was shot by BLM protesters. So they put his name, an innocent victim, on the list of these names with all these criminals, and he was actually shot by rioters, not by cops. He himself was a retired police officer. This is unbelievable. This is virtue signaling of the most despicable form. This is doing nothing to advance any cause, but it's celebrating criminals. And this is now the National Football League. There's more here to go over, but we are out of time. Southern Baptist Convention is thinking of changing its name to the Great Commission Baptist. More virtue signaling. All right, we'll get to some of this more next week, folks. We are out of time. Enjoy the weekend. Stay tuned. Sign up for the email blog. Download the podcast. Get the app. Like us on Instagram. Spread the word. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The entire world has thrown in with the liberal narrative, but that's why we're here to hold their feet to the fire.